students, let us get into another important session on improving the purchasing process. What is improvement? How do we measure it? What is the technique? And how do we achieve this? Let us understand the importance of measuring purchasing performance. After going this session, you will be able to understand how to measure purchasing performance. Measure in the sense, how do we calculate to arrive at a number which is best in the industry practice. Understand what are the best practices in purchasing. Many practices are adopted across industry. It's like, you know, identifying the right vendor, supplier, or whether to insource or outsource some of your components are required for manufacturing. Understand process improvement in case of low value items. When we are buying low value items, what we do? How do we improve our processes to ensure that we achieve the optimal cost and price of those items? Let us get into more detail. Importance of measuring purchasing performance. Our purchasing process must be efficient, effective and profitable to the company. It is very, very critical when we are measuring our processes and also review at every stage that how efficient we are, how effective and implementing our policies and how profitable to the company when whatever policies, procedures and we follow to buy any material. All activities related to purchasing must be measured. A clear definition and its methods to be defined and to measure performances. It means every activity related to purchases to be absolutely measured. Secondly, there should be a definition. How do we measure it? What is the method we adopt? How do we evaluate those outputs? Purchase function plays an important role in overall supply chain processes, in particular during economic downturn, and how efficient the expenditures are managed. To understand little more about purchasing, purchasing is a part of supply chain processes. However, it is very critical whatever when we procure or we get into the system, it should be optimal pricing for our final product. If the price purchasing is not efficient or effective, naturally that will reflect in our expenditures as well as our final product pricing. Continuing that further, managing the control and cost reduction of inputs and services helps to maintain competitiveness in the market and better pricing of finished goods. We talked about this few minutes before. If we get a right inputs at a right cost, it is natural. It will reflect in our final product pricing and so as we maintain our competitiveness in the market. Success of purchasing function is to maintain the overall procurement cost lower than the past and still able to maintain quality of inputs. It's a continuous process. Once we decide to procure any material and the price of those inputs are necessarily to be constant throughout for a long period. It is always better to negotiate, identify other alternative resources so as to maintain the quality of the input and at the same time also we can manage to lower the overall cost. There are a number of other parameters that business can use when they measure purchasing performance. To go into detail, purchasing efficiency. We talked about efficiency and effectiveness. Let us focus on what is efficiency. Administrative costs are the basis of measuring purchasing efficiency. How good are at the time of placing an order, whatever administrative cost involved in that placing an order is very critical to look at so that we don't do any non-value addition to our cost of procurement. This performance measure does not relate to the number of purchases items that the department has chosen. It is not a simple activity that procure multiple items multiple times is not alone is stand for this process. It means how frequently we are buying a product doesn't determine the efficiency. The measurement relates to how well the purchasing department is performing in the activities they are expected to perform against the budget that is in place for the department. For any activity, naturally, we will have a budget. The budgets are emerged based on various inputs. One is past history and performances, second is market inputs, third is what is the current prevailing prices in the market and expected prices in the future. These kind of inputs are going into a decision making process, so it's natural. These measures also related to manage how we are good at managing these activities. Effectiveness. The price alone on which the procurement is made cannot be determined the best performance. Many times we believe if we buy a price at lowest price, it doesn't mean that product is, our final product is going to be cheaper. But it may reflect in some of our quality if the procured item is not up to the mark. The price of an item may fluctuate due to market condition, its availability and other demand pressure. Many times, some of the inputs fluctuate in the market or availability of the product, the item may be scarcity due to some other pressures. And other demand pressures also exist in some time. So as there is a variability and price fluctuation for certain inputs. Control of market price of inputs are impractical as part of purchase function. Many a time, it is very difficult to manage what is or control the market price sitting in a purchasing function. It is natural that it is out of our control, but still we can look at how do we negotiate and get best prices out of our negotiation skill and the part of purchasing effectiveness. Inventory turns is the best approach for determining effectiveness of purchase function. Purchasing functionality. Purchasing performance can be measured against the functional requirements of the purchasing function. We said purchasing performance can be measured against functional requirement. It means each activity related to a function can be defined in such a way so as each activity is performed to utmost efficiency. So as the purchasing functionality can be defined clearly here. The primary function of the department is to provide the correct item at the required time at the lowest possible cost. This is prima facie that any purchasing function to ensure the correct item at the correct time and at the lowest possible cost. This is one of the prime objectives of a purchasing function. Let us get into performance measures. The performance of the purchasing function can be measured using a variety of parameters. As we stated, there are many parameters to define how to measure our purchasing activities. A company can decide which of these measures of effectiveness are relevant to the performance of their purchasing department. It varies company to company, it varies to product, it varies the service to service, what we are procuring as a part of our purchase management. It is natural there are various measures that we will adopt to see whether we are up to the mark. The measurement can include, first, cost saving. As we stated, it is very focused and very important activity so as we will get a right product at a right price and a right quality. If the purchasing department procures an item at lower price than they did previously, then it is a cost saving. It means, as we stated few minutes before, if we are good at managing our existing products or inputs at a different prices at a different time, it is also ensured that we are effective on our purchasing processes. That is also lead to a cost saving. How can this happen? It is like identifying a new vendor or a new supplier so as we can negotiate for a better pricing. Looking for alternative or substitute of an existing item, it is also helps to see that we get a better alternative and at the same time it's a better substitute for the existing components which you are using. Cheaper transportation. We always look that vendors or suppliers should be the nearest possible proximity of their manufacturing site. It is natural the cost of transporting that inputs will be much cheaper than getting a product from a long distance. Existing vendor with a better price options and conclude the new contract. We talked about it when an existing contract with a vendor, what we can do is negotiate for a long-term contract as well as a long volume that helps us to reduce the prices and also ensure the stability of the inputs. Let us give you a live example. In Mahindra & Mahindra Nashik, by way of major improvement in all packing processes, they have reduced the cost by taking quantum gem. What they have done? They have negotiated a price with the vendor So as they get all the processes related to the packaging material is managed effectively, and all the, at the same time it is for the purpose. In this process, they were able to get a better packaging inputs as well as the better pricing, so as a reduced cost that delivers a huge quantum jump in getting a right saving to the company. Improved quality. When an item has improved quality either by using a different supplier or by negotiating with the existing supplier, the improvement will be reflected in a reduction of waste or production resources. It is always possible that we work continuously on improvement of the quality of the inputs, it will lead to the quality of output as well. It means there is a negotiation which we can engage with our existing vendor or supplier to see the process delivers a better result, so as there is lesser wastage and so as the productivity improves. Naturally, we can go for a better negotiation of the pricing of those new components, and the supplier can be engaged accordingly. Purchasing improvements, efficiency in the method used in the purchasing department will increase effectiveness. We talked about efficiency, so as what type of methods can be used in the purchasing function to ensure to increase the effectiveness as well as reduce the costs. Transportation improvements. When a purchasing department negotiates with a carrier or number of carriers to reduce the cost of transporting item from one vendor to the production facility, the unit cost of the item will be reduced. It is natural, if we have multiple service providers, it is better options to negotiate for better pricing, so as they compete with the best prices of transportation to ensure our products are reaching on time, and also transit losses are reduced, and so on, they naturally get a better transportation cost. The cost saving can be used as a measurement of effectiveness. This is way we can ensure how effective we are from X to X minus to achieve our cost saving effort. Boosting efficiency, effectiveness and profitability. We talked about efficiency, we talked about effectiveness and profitability. How to improve further upon on that? There is a need of strategic approach to purchasing. This will leverage cost saving and efficiency and overall profitability of a company. For every process, we should have a strategy of how do we approach our purchasing processes, how do we establish our vendor connect, how do we collaborate with them, so as the overall profitability of the company is improving. Some simple and effective tips for improvement in purchasing techniques as explained and narrated in the following slide. Whatever we spoke about it, that we will go into the next few slides and try to understand more of these activities. Number 1. Centralized purchasing. This is commonly a strategy where purchasing for the entire company is made by one department. There are possibility in a multi-facility organization can have one single purchasing function which can negotiate for a consolidated requirement of their various sites, so as their purchasing power is more, and also ensure that they have better negotiating skills and as well as going for a appropriate vendor selection process. It allows for a lot more control over purchasing on all levels and helps minimize waste. Identify preferred supplier based on criteria such as quality, price and delivery history. We talked about it in our previous chapter also, how to identify a supplier. It is more and more critical that any supplier or vendor to establish a quality of product, right price and delivery history is very good. Your company will have options and can make better informed decision on purchases. In this process, a company can easily take or decide upon which vendor will suit for your input procurement plans. This is valuable in the event a main supplier raises its prices or ceases production of the product in question. We talked about it, if we have a single vendor and we have an existing vendor increases its prices or its production stops for any other reason, naturally we will have a problem of those kind of vendors. So that we have to look at who is our preferred vendor with the above history of his performance in the past. Single sourcing is risky option unless it is specialized and custom made. As we stated, there are possibility some of our products are very specialized and custom made for our requirement. It has own merit to and in demerit and to be decided and to be decided based on company overall strategy. There are possibility company may decide certain strategy towards having a single vendor or multiple vendor based on what type of inputs they are procuring to take a risk appropriately to decide how good and efficient we are in our purchasing process. Focus on quality. Companies need to go beyond working on the quality of their own product to ensure their supplier are just vigilant in their operation. We talked about it. If a vendor or a supplier proximity is closer to our manufacturing site, naturally we can also inspect and be vigilant on how the process is followed by the supplier so as the output is as per our design and quality is as per our stated in our agreement. Evaluate and analyze the quality of your supplier process and product and then choose those that will consistently deliver on their promises to you. Second is, your quality is not a one-time objective. It is consistently delivered irrespective of the time and the inputs. Every time, all the time, the quality of those inputs should be consistent so as our final product are also deliver the consistent output. Purchase locally. If it can be done without compromising quality or price competitiveness, look to purchase locally. We spoke about it. It is critical to look at some of our suppliers and vendors should be much closer to our sites. So it's natural that we can look at those vendors appropriately without compromising quality and price competitiveness so as we can be vigilant their production and other activities. It will help you to create close relationship with your supplier and reduce shipping cost. It is also important to have a very cordial relationship with our supplier so as he is able to give you the right product at a reduced shipping cost. The another important factor is to create a long-term association with our vendors. Developing long-term relationship with supplier creates a mutually beneficial partnership. Once you are transparent with your vendor and he knows what you produce and you know what he is making, it is a mutual benefit for both of you and run a partnership to ensure both our inputs and outputs are managed efficiently and effectively. Entering long-term contract with assured quality and price compensation. It is important when we entering with a long-term contract with our supplier, we can insist on our quality as well as price compensation are up to the mark. Better on reliability and support from vendor. Once it is sure of this long-term understanding, naturally we can move the reliability of the vendor will be much higher than going for one time procurement. Communication. It's very, very critical on any activity and particularly in purchase, it is more and more critical. Effective communication between buyer and supplier is very, very important and ensures all our services are happening as per desired level. Managing facility resources optimally. It will also help that how we manage our facility optimally so as the resources and capital employed on machineries and inputs are effectively running. Explore outsourcing some purchasing. Companies always need to focus on their own purchasing competitiveness. What does it mean? The focus of the company need to be on their core purchasing competencies. They may be effective at acquiring suppliers they commonly use. In case of any unfamiliar product, procurement of specific activities, looking advice from experts in the field and hire consulting services for assurance of the right inputs. It is always good. We go for any specific activities related to specific inputs, some advices we are looking from our vendors, those who are experts in that field, and also expecting certain kind of consulting services for assurance that our inputs are in right format. Understand your inventory carrying cost. Very important as a purchase manager, need to know what is the inventory carrying cost and how it reflects in overall cost and as well as the price of the company. Company should have an accurate breakdown of what it costs to store goods and work to reduce inventory to minimize cost and waste. So, once we know how the company cost is involved in procurement as well as storing a goods, it is natural we know where to reduce the cost and where to reduce the inventory, how to minimize our cost and waste for the overall. Communicating a company's forecast and needs to suppliers will help with the on-time delivery and minimize the need for storage. Many industries goes on today vendor manage inventory, but it is very advanced stage. But it is possible that we can forecast and needs can be shared with our supplier, so he will be in a position to supply on-time deliveries to minimize the need of storage in our site, to avoid also the losses or any other material, multiple handling of those such items, to reduce the losses, wastes, and also the costs, overall cost. Based supply chain management on real-time demand. Purchasing is just one element in your supply chain. We talked about supply chain is a big value chain in which one part is a procurement. Purchasing is just one element as we talked about in supply chain. So what we know, what we do, adopting efficient purchasing methods we spoke about, coupled with lean manufacturing and delivery. What is lean? Lean in the sense we keep the lowest possible of buffers in the system. It is so lean, so everywhere the buffers are at the minimal or almost zero, so as the manufacturing cost and processes are managed efficiently, so as the customer lead time is reduced drastically. Negotiate constantly. Even if a company is satisfied with supply, it is important to review and negotiate agreements regularly. Once we finalize the contract, it is not necessary that the contract remains valid throughout the period. It is also possible that we can negotiate time to time to see that some of the agreements can be reviewed again and can be modified suitably, so as our overall purchasing cost is efficient and effective. Performing an annual review of supplier is a good idea. So many companies gone into a detailing of vendor effectiveness management. It means a supplier annual review with all his performance in the past, like number of time quality failures, number of time adherence of the quality, number of time adherence of the supplier as per time, number of time he ensures the transportation lead time is managed effectively, number of time he assured the least wastages happened, number of time the discussion lead to a better pricing for future procurement. Make a wider push to improve operational efficiency. It is very, very important to improve our operational efficiency to see that procurement, overall procurement cost is as per strategy. Companies to adopt straightforward measures. It should be very clear, neatly adoptable format and easy to understand. It should be relatively easy to implement also and can yield better savings. It's not only implementation, but also to see that the yield of savings through this process. Implementing sound purchasing strategies and processes is critical for overall operational efficiency. We talked about operational efficiency based on our purchasing strategy, but it is also important to review our strategies time to time, so as the strategies are delivering our overall efficiency as well as the operational improvement. Best practices for buying goods and services. Looking at this diagram, there is a vendor, there is a general ledger process, there is a warehouse, there is accounting payable process, various functions related to that, and inventory management process. When the purchasing process starts with the vendor, purchase function create an order and give it to a vendor. Vendor create a packing slip and give back to you. When the product is received, then there is a general ledger process, means the goods received is getting entered into our system. Then stock notice. Once it has gone into our system, the stock is visible in our ledger. Then accounts payable process. PO accounts payable notification, receiving report. Once the product is received and also the PO purchase order is available, the payment notification is being created. Again, looking at various departments, PO department notification, purchase requisition, suppliers and services, and looking at again inventory management process. As it's very critical, we are looking inventory management, purchase requisition, how it is, whether we need to procure or not procure, when it's going to purchasing process, again the various processes related to supplier identification, till negotiation and pricing, then purchase of inventory notification in service. This is a context diagram, and it depends upon how the company operates. There are multiple stages, and where it is being done can be defined as per strategy and be efficient and effective purchasing process. Best practices for buying goods and services. Improve the way you buy. As we stated, it is not necessary that we go with an existing supplier or vendor, and we can always go and find out an alternative vendor or alternative or substitute inputs so that we can be more efficient. Conduct a spending analysis. Look at what you spend at the time of buying purchase goods and services so as we can look at which are non-value added activities, so we can eliminate to ensure the spending is not going to a wrong ledger. Do a demand analysis. Always look at all the procurement you made is against the demand or you are strategically buying for future demand. So it is critical, so as inputs are being procured as per demand, so as we keep the lowest possible inventory at our site to reduce the cost. Reduce supply complexity. How good are in reducing the complexity various inputs as well as output in your system? Establish strategic partnership with clear supplier. It is possible that we can have a better collaboration, better partnership with selective suppliers and vendors to ensure we get the best prices and cost optimized inputs so that our final product is as per our strategy price. Evaluate your suppliers regularly. We stated in the previous session as well that some of the important efficiency related to supplier is also to evaluate them more regularly. It can be is a quarterly or half yearly or annually, but a minimum evaluation of a supplier should be once in a year without a fail to ensure how good the supplier is, so as well the continuation of such vendors in for future plans. Train your employees on procurement. All the employees need to be trained on various efficiencies and process parameters so that they all follow scientifically to achieve our end result than of randomly doing things. Train your employees on procurement is what I explained, and also as per me is very very critical. If we follow the process and procedure more and more clearly defined as per our strategy, naturally we will also achieve our strategic expectation. Invest in technology. See, there are many technology available today. Is the communication related or evaluation related? Please, we have to ensure that this kind of investment to be done accordingly, so as our strategic solutions are as per scientific approach and not randomly done, which I explained as 2 points before as well. Reducing the effort required to process low value purchases. Online requisition system for users to purchasing. It is possible certain kind of low value purchases can be done online, and requisition system can be generated from the user for purchasing. Procurement cards issued to users. If the cost is fixed, the users can be issued a card there where they can pick up those items as per the need, so as to avoid keeping those inventory at our places. E-commerce. There are many sites today available where we can go and do the e-commerce facilities, so as it is natural that we get the best and effective process value techniques. Long-term purchase agreement. Enter a long-term purchase agreement with vendors and suppliers to see we collaborate better, do partnership better, so as we get the product services as per quality and assurance of the consistent deliveries. Online ordering system. There can be online ordering system because it is internet basis, so it is easy to avoid delaying any purchasing administrative activity. It can be much faster, easier and cheaper. Purchasing process redesign. Review your current purchasing process and technique, and time to time go and redo design based on certain modern techniques. Electronic data interchange. As we stated, it is easy of exchanging information as well as the data between the vendor and the supplier, so as to avoid any kind of non-value additional activity happening while procuring certain items. Online ordering through electronic catalogs. Many catalogs, electronic catalogs are available online. We can go and choose those items specifically and order directly online, allowing users to contact supplier directly. It is also possible some of the standard orders are being given to a supplier and allowing the users to directly contact the supplier for those items and input time to time if it is low value items. How to conclude? The process approach is very much essential because purchasing takes care of profitability of the company. As we stated, if we are good at negotiating skill, identifying the right vendor, identifying the right substitute and alternative vendor, natural that we can ensure our purchasing process and techniques more efficiently. Naturally, it will lead to a profitability, overall profitability of the company. To remove non-value-added activities by mapping those processes and review value-added activities more precisely for efficiency. As we stated, if we define this step-by-step activity and identify non-value-added activities separately and identify the value-added activity separately, and we can give more and precise processes to evaluate performances related to value-added activity and improve our efficiency. To ensure to provide the quality inputs at lowest price and at the right time. It is very, very critical for a purchase manager role to ensure the product is as per quality definition and as per defined inputs. Second, it should be the lowest price, and third, it should be on time as per our production schedule. Maintain the optimum inventory level to manage non-stop production and supply activities. It is very critical to maintain inventory at our size based on past performance of supplier, but how optimal we are managing our inventory, how efficient we are negotiating with supplier and supply activities so as the products are reaching as per time as we need rather than holding inventory. However, managing optimal inventory is one of the important role of purchase manager. Thank you so much.